So I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and ace defender Fran Davis, the ever-present, keeping a clean sheet again as we did today, which is what you really need to set out to do in the Cup.
Yeah, like you say, you know, the Cup, it's not about goal difference in the Cup, but you know, it only takes one goal to win a game. We preach that all the time every week with the girls, the team. It was quite tough today, the conditions were quite tough, but at the end of the day, like I say, it's not really about the result. We're through to the next round and that's it.
Yeah, certainly Cara's early effort was an absolute blinder, really, wasn't it? I mean, that was a top goal, but yeah, it looked quite difficult at the other end there. Fran, they didn't really harass us too much, but you looked a bit busy-ish.
Yeah, so I don't think in terms of them like directly attacking us, they weren't that strong, but with set pieces, they've got a lot of height, so that was really a bit more of an issue for us, but we did seem to deal with it quite well.
Yeah, you've got that, Claire, who used to play for City of Manchester against us, so she'll know us fairly well, having played against us five times now, I think, but we managed to keep most of them at bay, but it's what you want. We managed to get the victory, which is what we needed. Is there anything that was missing from the game for yourself, Luke?
No, not really. I mean, it's a tough one to like say to judge off. Like I say, cup football is a lot bit different than league football, and you know, people's motivations are different, and people's setups slightly different. So no, it was just literally to get the win today, and just make sure everyone got an ample amount of time on the pitch, and to get our form up a little bit. I felt like it was a better performance than the week before, so we're heading in the right direction. But it's going to be a tough game away at Tranmere that weekend, so we needed a bit of a test like that today to really set us up for that one.
Yeah, but sure, Mark is always happy with a clean sheet, but you must consider yourself part of the defensive unit. You're always happy with a clean sheet as well, Fran?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, that's what we aim for week in, week out, so when we come off the pitch with one, it's definitely a good feeling.
Good. So let's hope we can possibly get one against Tranmere next week. We're playing them. We beat them 8-2 earlier in the season. I know it's quite a long time ago, but did you learn anything from when we played them that you could possibly use for the next game?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think they're currently sitting top of the league. So yeah, you know, we can't go there thinking we're going to win. You know, and win well. We've got to work for it. We're going to earn it. So you know, there was a period in that game when they scored two quick goals, and I think it was might have been 5-0, and they took it back to 5-2, and then they had a bit of an up in the game, and I think we need to make sure that we're not complacent. You know, we beat them 8-2, but we can't go into that game thinking we've beaten 8-2. We've got to go into that game thinking they're top of the league, and it's going to be a massive test for us.
Yes, that's exactly what it will be. It will be quite a test. Away from home is always a bit more difficult because you haven't got everything in your favour, and you've got the extra travelling on top of it and stuff, and hopefully not getting caught in the motorway snarl, like Blackburn Community were today. But we've got the victory. We're through into the next round. We've got a couple of away games, and hopefully the fans can come along and cheer us along.
Yeah, it'd be great to see everyone there. Like I say, I'm sure this group's got the resilience to pick up two results that we need on the road. So, yeah.
Super. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Neil. You.